Back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're at where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses, everybody. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show. Casey Style, I'm so glad you joined us today. We got an unbelievable show today and lots of stuff going on. And before you know it, you can run down there after this show and go to the launch parade.
You know, we get up in the morning and it's going to be in downtown. Over 300 horses this morning, beginning at 10 o'clock at the parade. And hey, Ernie, this is their 25th year anniversary.
It's big. It's big. And also, today is the finals of the NRHA fraternity.
Down in Oklahoma.
Down in Oklahoma City. We've got Pastor Steve Stafford with us from the Risen Ranch Cowboy Church. Steve, are you with us, brother?
Hey, I'm here. It's good to be with you, Ernie.
Great to be with you also, and I tell you what, I got some folks on the prayer list, if that's all right, to take a minute just to kind of go over them with you.
You betcha.
Pray for the Christians all over the world, the president and all of our world leaders, the Mark Birkdahl. Pray for Frank as he's down in Mexico this week going through treatments and preaching at the same time. And then pray for the grass fire victims, the Houston flood victims, the earthquakes. Also, let's keep in mind, Stu, I seen her last Saturday at the Duckworth. Let's keep in mind the George Shore family who just died recently with saddle and sirloin. Keep your dad in the prayers, but don't sound like he's doing too bad limited out on his pheasant.
Went pheasant hunting up in Iowa, and he got all three for the limit on the both 2 days.
Well, so good. I'm just glad he's doing so well. It was so bleak a few weeks ago. Hillary Watson, keep her in our prayers. Wyatt Deal. Keep him in our prayers. Jerry Fox, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, Pat Rodina, Tim Trabon. Keep him in our prayers. John Speck here in the studio. Keep him. Peggy Winger, Ali Costello, Steve Miles, both Steve Miles in Baser and Steve Miles in Tonganoxie, getting great reports back and everything. That's wonderful to hear. And anybody that has anybody on their heart, this prayer is going to you. And Steve's so glad that you could join us today.
I'm glad to be here too, Ernie. Hey, folks, it's always good to be with you. Now, recently we celebrated Thanksgiving. Oh, I had a great holiday. Kids and grandkids, turkey with all the fixings and plenty of football and those all-important naps. But, you know, I did take time during those days to stop, to reflect, and give thanks for all that God has given me in my life. I've got a wonderful family. Miss Debbie and I, well, we've been married for 47 years. And God has blessed us with three wonderful children and seven perfect grandchildren. There are many friends that bring value into my life. Friends like Ernie Rodina. We, too, have been together a whole lot of years. But the one thing that I am most thankful for is Jesus. You know, if I prayed 10,000 prayers in my life, and he only answered one, and that one was when I asked him to save my soul, and that one was the only one that he said yes to, I still receive more than I deserved. Yes, I have so much to be thankful for. Family, friends, living the cowboy lifestyle, the privilege of being the pastor of Risen Ranch Cowboy Church. But the one thing that I am most thankful for today and every day is that Jesus loved me enough to come and go to a cross for my sin. I pray that you too have much to be thankful for, but most of all, I pray that you have Jesus in your life. Hey, folks, this is Steve Stafford. I am the pastor at Risen Ranch Cowboy Church. And from Miss Debbie and all the friends here at the ranch, we wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much. And you have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you.
Okay, buddy. See ya.
Ed, just a great guy. Originally at the Cowboy Church down by Carthage, Missouri. Just a great guy and always been a part of Better Horses.
You know, every Sunday you can go to Cowboy Church all around the Kansas City area and the metro area. So, well, it's
and go during the week. There's Cowboy Churches during the week, and that was why they were set up for, a lot of the Cowboys and Cowgirls couldn't go on the weekends. So just really a great concept. But he's just a wonderful guy and just brings a lot to us. And he's brought to us by our friends at RaceForKansas.com. You know, this is getting right around when the state legislator comes back in session and everything else. And we got to get the tax rate down on even playing field with the horse racing and the casinos. And hopefully, you know, it's all legal. So we want to contact your congressman and let him know you want to get the tax rate on an even playing field.
You know, it's what we're talking about. It's restoration of live horse racing and greyhound racing at Kansas City. Now, we're going to have over 4,000 jobs that are going to be generated. And they're estimating earning over $200 million in annual wages and $23 million in annual sales for the state. So that is something we really need to get
behind.
The
Woodlands is sold. It's going to be ready to be refurbished and everything from that standpoint. So, again, contact your congressman and let him know you're for it. RaceForKansas.com. And we got a wonderful show. Always love it when we have live guests in the audience. And this is a very important day for me as far as an interview, because we got a tremendous message to come across from a new marketing manager that's at this facility, from the owner that's here, what his vision is, and to our trainer and the trainers that's going out there. And Kansas City, the KCMO listening area, is going to be very lucky, because we've got Bob Brennan. Bob, welcome to Better Horses Radio, KC style.
Thank you, Ernie.
Glad to have you here. You're the owner, and then we got Ashley Purden, who's just an unbelievable trainer, horseman, and just a big asset to this whole area. Ashley, great to have you here.
Thanks, Ernie. It's great to be here.
We always read about you and see you at different events, but to have you up here in the studio, it's just great. And then a friend from the past, and he's resurfaced, and one of the just a great PBR rider, stockman, horseman, family guy, and we've got right here Dusty LeBeuf.
Ernie, always good to see a big dog.
You know what? I remember Dusty LeBeuf. My memory, we're going to have a lot better memories, is the barn that you're at right now, EC Equine Center, that we're going to talk about. I remember my last experience is what you had a broken leg. We'll talk about that coming up. But so glad to have you here. And we got a lot to talk about, guys. You know what?
Yes, sir. We do.
So it's a new facility coming up. This is pretty exciting for Kansas City, too.
It's a new owners of the facility, but it's almost like a new facility because they made a lot of major changes. And so we're going to be talking about something that if you're involved out there, folks, in horse shows, you've got an organization, you've got clinics, you need to pay attention today, because we've got a great facility that's going to be just a tremendous asset to the horse industry.
You know, it's going to be fun to talk about cold starting, problem solving, Western performance, and everything that Ashley's going to be able to get us through.
So we're going to do that, and then we've got, I taped an interview, I don't know if we got it yet, an interview from, I was down at CSI Saddle Pads in Urich, Missouri. They sell a lot of these pads all across the country. Great pads. And they're doing a benefit during the Christmas holidays for a fellow that works there, main person down there that puts these pads together. They're doing a benefit. We're doing an interview. I don't know, Martell, did we get the interview yet?
Not yet.
Well, if not, we're going to just have to talk about it. So we're going to do an interview about that you got coming up over the Christmas holidays with down there at CSI Pads. So we're excited about that. We're going to be doing that. And then we're going to have to talk a little bit about Better Horses Properties and the calendar that's coming up. Okay. No, I tell you who we got is Carrie Kuhn, and who's going to be we got to get a hold of Carrie Kuhn. And what we can do is, do you got Carrie's number? What we could do, we just, I'm going to use Ashley, put you on the hot seat.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
We're talking
about Blazing the Trail segment. You work with a lot of riders and everything. Can you give us a tip that we can, this weekend, work to become better riders? I know you work with Bob, you work with a number of people. And none can't be any better than to have Ashley Purden right here leading us in the Blazing the Trail segment.
Sure, Ernie, no problem. So today's tip is going to be about how consistency can build you a lot of progress with your horse. So I think we all kind of fight to find riding time with our horses. And I just want to encourage you guys that if you can make it out to ride your horse several times over the week, and even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, that once you finally get them groomed and saddled, that you really only can spend 5 or 10 minutes under saddle with them. I'm going to tell you, you can make a lot more progress in that 5 or 10 minutes every day than you can make with them in a whole hour or even 2 hours once a week. So try to get out there and interact with your horse more, and that consistency is going to help you make steady progress to where you don't have those big highs and big lows in your rides.
That's a great tip.
Ashley, we got the cold weather coming in, so is there any special warm-ups that you're recommending for these horses before we get in?
Longer warm-ups.
Longer warm-ups. Okay, so stretching out. Because it is cold out there, so most people don't like to get out during this weather. So.
Yes, and that warm-up is equally important from a physical aspect with your horse as it is a mental aspect, because these horses are cold weather animals, man. They love cold weather, and that's when you see that friskiness and those problem behaviors.
I thought they're just trying to warm up. You know, the other deal, what I think about if I'm going to ride the next day, the wind. They don't like the wind, or they do like the wind.
Well, they're prey animals, so windy days is a lot of stimulation for them to try to separate what's a threat and what isn't. And so that becomes a big thing with them.
Well, that's a great point and everything. So really appreciate it. Could not have been any better than to have a tip brought by Ashley Purden at EC Equine Center down in Lewisburg, Kansas. Thanks, Ashley.
Yep.
And your tip has been brought to by our friends at Merck Animal Health. And just a great company, Merck. They have the wonderful vaccines, wormers, you name it.
You know, they got the health and welfare of all horses that drive us to focus and provide better life for the equine companions. And, you know, everything we do from vaccinations to all these vaccines and that we pull together is valued with Merck Animal Health.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get in this interview. We're going to see if we can find the interview. First of all, if not, we're going to talk about a big promotion CSI Pads has going on right now. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy.
Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams, little Willie Nelson today.
He's really good. Great song. And I tell you what, we're loaded with cowboys and cowgirls here.
We got a full studio
on it. So welcome back, folks. This next segment is brought to us by our good friends at Silver Spurs Equine and also Extra Quarter Horses. Both all in one. Since Silver Spurs bought Extra back in March, it's the largest, and it always was the largest AQHA personally owned breeding farm in the world.
Started off in Phoenix, and now they're in Purcell, Oklahoma, right where the reigning championship is heading up right now.
Yeah, it's finals tonight, and we had a great time at our barbecue yesterday down there at the non-pro day. We had it down there at right outside the Silver Spurs booth. Served about 250 barbecue sandwiches, and so a lot of stuff going on down there. Just great. I have to touch a little bit because, you know, my TV show was centered around Fred, my paternity horse, and he was a good guy. And I'm going to introduce Ashley Purden. Ashley, you seen Fred? He's a nice looking horse.
Yeah, great looking horse, Ernie.
And so I did this. My thoughts were that we get Fred, and I just kind of show the journey to the NRHA. But it wasn't supposed to end last week.
What happened?
What happened, had one of them brain things they call about. But he just, you know, he got through he was in a raining pattern, number one, Ashley. And he made it through the three stops, sigh of relief. Made it through the both turns, sigh of the relief. I figured we was home free. And Fred did not want to go to that right fast circle. To the point that I thought the judges were going to get run down off the seat.
Took the wrong lead.
Huh? Didn't want to go in the right lead. So anyway, I learned something on this. You know, I could have not said anything. Said, you know, we'll hope we forget this one right here. But, you know, I go back to whatever you're doing. It's all about the journey. I've had more fun with Fred. He's a young horse, only 3 years old. They're babies, Ashley. you know, from that standpoint. And anyway, there's always the NRBC. And the key to the point is my trainer still likes Fred. So that's good. So that's what happened, folks, with Fred. And we're going to kind of wrap it up with the TV show with Fred and kind of, you know, kind of pass out some lifesavers.
You know, you can see Better Horses every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KCWE Channel 29. Ashley, they go through, everybody goes through this journey with their horses all the time, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. And I think probably in most people's experience with competition, there's more lows than there are highs. But that's just kind of part of it. And you learn and you go on. And you're, as long as your horse learns every time something, you know, even if they didn't win, if they made progress, that's all you can ask for.
That was it. So anyway, Fred, the good news is, I get to keep Fred longer. That's really good. So anyway, folks, I wanted to tell you what happened there. But I am so excited that EC Equine Center's here. Bob Brennan, it's been great meeting you this past year. And my hat goes off to what you're doing because you are the owner. You and your wife, we're talking about Susan, are the owner. And I can speak for this no longer than I've been around Susan. She has a tremendous passion for the horse. You know, always hungry for more knowledge and everything from that standpoint. And we are so lucky to have you in the area. Tell us why EC Equine Center, you decide, and tell us what we're doing with that right now. That's pretty exciting. Listen, folks, listen, friend, out there, if you've got that horse show, you got the clinic you want to go to, this is the place to listen right now.
Well, thanks, Ernie. It's been great meeting you during this past year. My wife is passionate about horses, and after the kids left the nest, she needed another outlet for her energy, and horses became it. And we met Ashley about 6 years ago and found her to be the best trainer we had ever come across. And so we wanted to do more with Ashley, and Ashley needed a new facility. So we found a facility in Lewisburg that we intend to make a world-class Western riding facility for all the Western disciplines. And we've been investing our time and our money to really bring this facility up to a higher level for everybody in the area. We've put in bleacher seating. We've put in a crow's nest. We've put in all new fencing, new buildings, new round pens, 70 acres of trails through woods and timber that people can use in addition to the large indoor and outdoor arenas. And Ashley has really made the place so successful that we needed additional help. And that's why this month we hired Dusty LeBeth. And Dusty's got great credentials and great experience.
Great guy.
Yeah, to take our operation to the next level along with Ashley's health.
Well, you put together a Super Bowl team as far as from that. And I go back to, and Ed, answer me, I mean, to have a owner that's got that type of vision. I've been around where managers or different ones had that vision, but not the owner. And that's what's really exciting about Kansas City. We have a facility. You don't have to worry about renting this facility or that facility. We have a facility probably no more than 30 miles south of Kansas City that is absolutely beautiful. The dirt in the outdoor arena is just tremendous. It looks like you brought it up from Oklahoma.
Everybody loves that dirt out there.
And everybody is so willing to help. And, you know, I'm hopefully from this interview that we do today, we're going to just be giving your contact information that they need to plan their next event, clinic, whatever, out at that beautiful facility, EC Equine Center, just south, what is it, about 5 miles south of Lewisburg?
About that. It's just south on Metcalf, right out of town.
Well, it's just a great facility, and just to see that vision that you have. Tell us about some of the things you got planned so far that are going to be going on there.
Well, I'll let Dusty speak a little bit to that, but we do have Al Dunning that we will be having out in April.
And April 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Yep, 13th, 14th, and 15th of April.
And you're constantly, my goal is, from Better Horses, is to have you have a waiting list of people wanting to come in and do events. Just have it run that full. It's just, you know, it's clean out there. The people are friendly. They're helpful. And they want to do, Ed, what we're doing, you know, from this.
So we're offering training, lessons, clinics, and boarding out there.
Always great.
And so a little bit of everything.
Trail riding.
And trail riding.
Yeah, we're gonna come back. I'm so glad that we dedicated this show to EC Equine Center. not used to be the best kept secret in Kansas City, not anymore. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, Dusty. We're going to be talking to you. Great to have you back on the team.
Yes, sir.
Ed and Bob and Ashley, we're just having a great time here at Better Horses Radio, KC style. So get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back and join us for more horses in EC Equine Center. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
And we're here talking EC Equine Center. Tremendous opportunity for clubs, organizations, clinics, you name it. You want to get your kids into horses? Not a better place to get lessons. We're talking to them. We've got Bob Brennan. We've got Ashley Purden. We got Dusty LaBeth here, all from this, a great team. They are a Super Bowl team put together out there, and so glad you guys can join in. This segment's brought to us by our good friends at PurinaMills.com and your certified expert Purina dealers. They're just second to none. These are the ones that take it to the top. And we're talking about folks like Richard Lord down at Hometown Feed. Great guy, isn't he?
He is. He's been a great support for us. I mean, you can't find a more responsive, caring business owner than Richard. He's there when you need him.
And it's the ultimate feed store. Yes. You go in there. I mean, it's like the old feed store that you used to go in when you were a kid. So Purina Mills, check it out. Your certified expert Purina dealer. And these are the ones that take it over the top. Dusty, can't tell you, Dusty LaBeth, you're the marketing manager, the manager. What's your official title at EC Equine Center?
So my official title will be barn manager / business director.
Business. That's great. And it's kind of come full circle. You're from Lewisburg anyway, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I can remember some good memories with Dusty LaBeth as far as I remember being at the American Royal watching you win it one night at the bull ride.
Yes, sir. That was it's been a long time ago. You know, I don't even remember what year that was. I've been knocked out so many times.
And then I hope around the barn we got that little hole fixed. Ugh. That you had a broken leg, busted leg bad. And remember, you went down. That had to be painful.
That was like a day after I broke my femur.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, and I stepped on a rock, rolled my bad ankle. I mean, went down like a ton of bricks right there. But that was my great memory of my first experience out there.
Dusty, I sense you're so excited to bring your family. I know your mom and dad got to be excited you're back. And you worked at down at Bass Pro, or I think that was there was an arena down there by Branson.
Yes,
done
sir.
That. You're up north. Tell us why you're so excited about EC Equine Center.
I'm so excited. You know, it's for the opportunity. You know, the first time I met Bob and the first time I met Ashley was just, I was like, man, I want to be part of this team. You know, I could sense the enthusiasm, the care, and the desire to be great, you know, which comes from sort of what I always wanted to do my whole life. You know, something my dad taught me was, if you're going to do it right. Don't do it halfway. So Bob, he's putting his heart, Ashley's putting his heart and soul into this. And, you know, they've given the opportunity to go out here, produce some great events. I'm sort of blowing their minds, I think, in some ways with some of my ideas. But, you know, I like to go big or go home, you know. But
are you telling us there's going to be a bull riding out there?
Ernie?
We're thinking about it.
Oh, well, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, I can just see all, you know, I was sitting coming in. I got to think that you could actually have a type of a specialized type of a horse sale out there, you know, at times, you know, top geldings or things like that, or UHCA horses, you know, that could – Ashley, you could do that. I mean, the it's sky's unlimited.
Yes, sir. I mean, there's nothing that we aren't willing to do out there. I promise you that.
On that. So, Bob, what do you think about all this? Bob Brennan, the owner.
Oh, we're very excited. Ashley and Dusty are going to be a great team. They have great ideas. Ashley's got great skill. Dusty's got great ideas. And he's demonstrated a really great commitment to hard work and excellence. That's what his PBR career really demonstrated to us, and we're really good. He's glad he's on our team. And we've got the facility that we're going to continue to invest in and continue to take to the next level. And Dusty and Ashley and I were out there yesterday walking around talking about things we're going to do in 2018 to make it a better place.
And, you know, what's really neat, this all sits within a great community, Lewisburg. You know, and they got to be excited, you know, because, I mean, this is a first-class operation. I can see not only horse events, but, I mean, special events, clinics and different things like that. I can see that really being good.
Yeah, I like to remind our current clients and our future potential clients that this whole place was built for them. You know, we didn't do this for us so that we could have fun with it. We did this for our clients so that they could enjoy a really nice facility.
You know, we got to shout out and we got to say Bob Brennan was a successful businessman in the advertising world at Leo Burnett, and he was in Chicago. He could have gone anywhere in the United States, and yeah, he could have landed anywhere. And I got to tell you, it's a compliment not only to Lewisburg, but it's also a compliment to Kansas City.
Yeah,
that he decided to put his roots down here and he put the community down here. And and Bob, touch base on that. You've been like us. We've traveled all around the country and around the United States and internationally. You chose Kansas City.
Well, I've been to every major city in the world many times, and I got to tell you, Kansas City is a great place to live. It is a beautiful city with everything you want in a large city, and it doesn't have a lot of the drawbacks of a lot of the large cities. You don't have the congestion. You don't have the long commute times. You have nice, friendly people here. I got to tell you, my wife and I, we've owned land now in Lewisburg for 10 years, and we love our lives here. It is just a wonderful place to live.
So he picks up and he buys EC Center, and you can contact Ashley or you can contact Dusty, any of those guys, 913-481-6172. And we're talking on KCMO Better Horses. To build this facility, this wasn't something you did overnight. This has been a long test for many years to get it to where you guys need it to be, correct?
Well, Ashley honed her skills at another facility in Olathe and outgrew it. So she's been developing her approaches to the business. We purchased this facility about 2 years ago and spent the first number of months just getting it up to speed and creating a better environment out there for everything we wanted to do. My wife has been into horses for a long time, and so her knowledge and skills about how to care for a horse are really driving part of this facility, and that's where she's teamed with Ashley and Dusty. I mean, we think of the facility as really three components. One is the physical facility itself and how do we make that world class. Second, and most important, is the horses. How do we make sure we're always providing exceptional care to the horses that are entrusted to us at the facility? And third is the people, both the people who work there, Ashley, Dusty, Beth Olson, who's a world class trainer in her own right.
She made the paper, didn't she?
Yes. And our boarders and the people that come to our facility, they're great people. And Ashley's attracted a great clientele for the facility, and it's become a little community out there in Lewisburg.
You know, Bob, I have to say that last few minutes you spent talking about this, I feel like I'm like one of your board meetings down there. I mean, just a tremendous vision and everything. What an opportunity. Just a great deal. And to have you leading this thing, Ashley, how great is that?
Well, I just wanted to kind of go back to your point that being able to sit around the table with Bob, Susan, and Dusty and be a part of the decision-making of what goes on at EC, I mean, it's such a cool team to be working with.
And I'll say this, Ashley and Dusty and Bob, you know, we know you're great horsemen. We know that you're a passion for horse. And what's great is you're great people. And you know that's what really makes it work. Am I right or wrong, Ed?
No, you're spot on this one. You know, Ashley and Dusty and Bob have put together a really good team. And Dusty, you're the heavy lifting on this one. I know what it takes to care for a barn facility, and it is a lot of work.
You know, it's a lot of work, but when you are doing something that you love, is it really work? You know, we've all heard that. You know, it's like beating a dead horse. But when you're passionate about horses, passionate about working hard, you know, I wouldn't handpick a better place for myself or my family to be.
Am I correct in saying, I'm thinking about different events, are you going to have the Kansas State Horse Show Circuit shows in your barn?
You know, I actually haven't talked to them yet, Ernie, but we did get all of Johnson County 4-H
That's what it was.
Booked, yes.
So, like the old-fashioned, just a great horse show, yeah. Western pleasure, look down if you're in the right lead or whatnot,
yeah.
That type of show, it's going to be there.
And I'm really excited because thanks to the influence that my clients had on them, they will be having multiple ranch horse classes.
Isn't that great?
During their series.
How great is the ranch horse deal, Dusty and Ashley? It's going to be great.
And there'll be adult amateur classes offered along with the youth classes for that.
Do you realize that listener out there what we've got going on now in Kansas City?
No, I don't think they do. As a matter of fact, training lessons in all clinics. And when we have, for our listeners out there right now, and they have a horse, so we're offering. In your facility, reining, extreme riding, Western dressage, anything that I miss that you need.
Well, and I would like to say, too, that we are going to be hosting clinics from different specialists throughout the year as well. So, you know, we could get a big-time reiner in. Like I mentioned, we're going to have Al Dunning. We could get even some of the English disciplines, have a big dressage rider or Grand Prix rider come in and do a clinic.
I might reach out to that business out there. What an opportunity to sponsor something out there. I know, Dusty, you're looking for sponsors and to have some great corporate sponsors. This is going to be where it's happening, EC Equine Center. Am I correct, Dusty?
100%, my friend.
I know it's going to be really – just have Dusty LeBeth kind of at the helm out there. Is that going to be great? I think that's just wonderful.
We do, too. We're very excited.
You know, and the whole team in there. You know what? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And, you know, I think we're just going to keep rolling on with this EC Equine Center talking about that. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio KC Style, and we're talking about a great happening right south of Kansas City in Lewisburg with the EC Equine Center.
I remember how it used to feel. Riding down old 2 miles.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. We are having such a great time talking about a event. The facility's been there for a while, but it's been revamped. They got it really recharged with a tremendous team. And how excited we are as the horse community in this area with what you got going on. You know, so I want to tell you out there, you know, you're thinking about what to get the daughter's son or granddaughter, you know, what, and they like to be a horse. They watch the Westerns and all that kind of stuff. Like to get horse lessons. I want to recommend they get a hold of you folks at the EC Equine Center for a package of lessons. Can you do that and furnish a horse?
Absolutely. And our lesson prices include using a lesson horse. So for those little kids, we've got great, calm horses for them.
What about mom or dad? They could take a lesson, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do haul-in lessons as well, too. So if you have a horse that you're having trouble with and you want to bring it in for a lesson, we can do that, too.
Well, we got some events already started. You're officially started yesterday, Friday, for your first day, I think.
Yes,
sir. And you've got some events coming up that's really neat. December 18th. And from 7 to 9 p.m., so obviously you're not afraid to turn the lights on, you know. And so line sorting at the EC. Tell us what line sorting is.
So line sorting, you're going to have a, 10 cows across the line. And each cow will have an individual number on them going from 0 to 9. So you're going to have 90 seconds. The announcer is going to call out, let's say, cow number 5. So you'll go find cow number 5, go right down the line, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So all in under 90 seconds. So it has to go out in the correct order to get an official time. And the one awesome thing about this first event is we've landed some fresh cattle. Okay. You know, so it's not going to be your typical, you know, head down, you have to about run them over to push them. Mm-hmm. These cows are going to be ready to rock, and it's going to be an awesome night.
That's going to be great. And the neat thing about this line sorting, I know why you did that, is you don't have to mess with all them heavy prefit panels.
Right. Well, for now, you know, line sorting is definitely, you know, it's a great way to start.
Right.
But you just give us a little bit of time, and we're going to be doing some ranch sorting and all kinds of awesome stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been so exciting to have you in here talking about this, because I want to see your place just filled up, you know, with events and good events, which you are. Like I said, can't get much better than 13th, 14th, and 15th of April with Al Dunning's going to be in there, Ashley, and then you've got just things going right and left. I've seen where Sam Gallagher's name come up, that you might be doing him on some cattle clinics and things.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Which could be a great opportunity to really broaden your education on equine, and just really excited about that, Bob. And I'm so glad you came down. I hope this won't be the last time that you come down to the studio, because we want you to come down as much as you want to kind of tell us what's going on.
And just talk about the events coming in. Should we also mention boarding? You also offer boarding facilities too, Ashley.
Yes, we do. We have stall boarding as well as pasture boarding. And we do currently have a little bit of a waiting list to get into our stalls. But with the training horses, they kind of cycle through. So there's usually an opportunity to get in with about a month or so.
One of the things we did when we bought the place is we took a number of the stalls and added an outdoor run to them. So the horses can go in and out at will.
Nice. Right.
Nice.
And they can be outside enjoying the fresh air and go back in whenever they want.
Well, the other thing I'm going to ask you, I can't help thinking, because your trails are beautiful. Are there any plans to hold some organized trail rides out there at your place?
We can do that. It was a little tricky this summer with the weather, since it rained all summer. But hopefully we'll have a little bit of a dry spell in the spring here and there, and we'll be able to do something like that.
One of the great benefits of the trails is when Ashley's training horses, she trains them in the woods. She rides them through the creeks. She rides them around with the turkeys jumping out of the bushes and the deer running in front of them. So the horses get a whole nother level of training because of the 70 acres of trails we have at the facility that they don't always get elsewhere. And a new horse, I'll often see Ashley ponying through the woods on another horse she's training. So she'll have two horses in the woods at one time, getting them acclimated to that type of environment.
Well, better horse. Go ahead, Ed.
You can't desensitize any better than trail riding.
No, that's really good. And I still say trail riding is the toughest discipline out there for a horse. Why is it that you can ride them horses in the arena and they're fine? You go out in the field with 10 other horses and they just got a different attitude.
You're absolutely right, Ernie. But beyond that, we are looking to create the performance horse that can perform well in the arena with all the maneuvers they need to be successful, and then be able to go pack somebody around on a trail ride and be sane about it.
EC Equine Center, how they get a hold of you there, Dusty?
Well, you can get a hold of us on Facebook, online, or you can call my personal cell phone number. That'll be eventually on the website. And contact me or Ashley, and I promise you, we're going to treat you first class, because that's what we want to be.
Well, I really appreciate it.
What's that number, Dusty?
What's the number?
Well, I say, let's play safe, and let's say it's ecequinecenter.com.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you,
check out their website.
Bob, so, Ashley, thank you guys so much for being a part of Better Horses. Casey, Dusty, so glad to have you here and back on the team.
Yes, sir. Yes,
on
sir.
That. Hey, I want to remind everybody, don't forget, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on KCWE Channel 29, Better Horses TV with Ernie Rodina. We're going to be doing Richard Schrake. We're going to be showing that tomorrow, along with we're going to be showing Sorting for a Reason. That's for Wyatt Deal. We had the sorting at your place. We're going to have a segment on that tomorrow also on TV. Make sure you tune in. Better Horses TV with Ernie Rodina. And then we're so glad, Ed, what you're getting done on these TV networks. It's pretty exciting.
You know, it is exciting. It's going to be syndicated. A lot of people are going to be looking at more TV. But this is Kansas City's own horse TV show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
On that. So we're so glad, again, that you joined us today. We had a blast. It's that time I hate every week, Ed.
Here we go.
I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes this week. Mind your moms and dads. We want you to be brave, but don't take any chances out there. We want you to find that person you know and love. Give them a hug and tell them you love them. We want you to pick up those dirty dishes and dirty clothes and help mom out there. And we're talking to Connie, Matt, and Brent, Bob and Gail Foote, Tina Corley, Uncle Mikey, Steve, and Darla Miles. You got anybody there in?
You know, everybody coming to the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse. I'll see you over there at the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade that'll be held in Lawrence, Kansas here in 10 o'clock today.
Dusty, got somebody you want to shout out to?
I just want to shout out to my lovely, most amazing wife, Callie LaBeth. I love you.
There you go. Good deal. We got one?
Ashley?
I just want to shout out to all my clients out there that were so excited about all these changes coming up with EC.
Happy trails and ride for the brand.